The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Water in the court. Be seated.
It's time for Talk Law Radio with Todd Marquardt. Todd Marquardt, attorney at law in Texas. If you're a millionaire or a thousandaire, Talk Law Radio is now on the air. Call in with your business law question, your elder law question, veteran aid, Medicaid, build a business to get paid. 210-308-8867. Or ask a question online at marquardtlawfirm.com. That's MarquardtLawfirm.com. And now, it's Talk Law Radio with Todd Marquardt.
Welcome to Talk Law Radio. I'm Todd Marquardt here on 9:30 a.m. The Answer. Also on podcasts everywhere, YouTube, Facebook, and you can go to www.talklawradio.com and search the archives. The mission of Talk Law Radio is to help you discover your legal issue blind spots by listening to me talk about the law on the radio. And today, we have a seriously funny episode of Talk Law Radio about the legal allegations against Donald Trump. We'll be talking about comedy, the law, and the comedic parody response to the charges against Donald Trump by hilarious impersonator of Donald Trump, Michael Filato, a.k.a. MJ Trump. Welcome to the show.
Absolutely fantastic to be here, Todd. Thank you for having me on the Law Radio, the Talk Law Radio. Absolutely fantastic to be here. You got a really sharp building, first-class building here. We're at the penthouse floor of the Travelers Building off of 281. Absolutely fabulous view. Beautiful day here. Happy to be here, Todd.
Awesome. So let's talk a little bit about your background as an impersonator. How did you get into this?
Todd, my very first impersonation was when I was in second grade. I was running around the parking lot doing Jimmy Cagney.
Oh, wow.
You dirty rats. You dirty yellow belly rats. And then I watched a lot of the gangster stuff. Edward G. Robinson, see, got a heater here, see. Humphrey Bogart. Of all the gin joints in all the world, she had to come into mine. Play it again, Sam. So I was doing these impersonations when I was young, and I was always a class clown. And I think I was doing the Godfather in fourth and fifth grade. You know, gonna make you an offer you can't refuse. You know, all of them. You know, been just doing impersonations forever. And you know, in my adult life, I've always been, you know, just the cut up guy and everything. So I joined Toastmasters in 2013. Around 2015, they had a humorous contest speech, and I was doing it was an advanced project in one of the advanced manuals, the crisis management. So we had – Trump had just not announced yet, but it was right there at the verge type of thing. Mm-hmm. And I did a speech where future President Trump was speaking to America because Kim Jong Ping Pong – had just, you know, sent some nuclear missiles. So we used the Ronald Reaganzo Star Wars. It's still up there. It works really, really good. So that speech, in a lot of times in Toastmasters, you do a speech over and over and over, and you learn from it. But when I did the speech the first time, I just had a red hat. Mm-hmm. It didn't even have a tie or any of that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that was October 15th, 2015. I remember it because I have it written down. They give you written evaluations. The president of the club, that was his name just happened to be Harry Truman, and he wrote, "Do that again and again. That's like Daryl Hannah, Saturday Night Live. Do it again and again and again." You know, and Harry's passed now, but Harry's looking down from heaven. You know, I'm batting on about 2,000 performances right now since then.
Awesome. So, in between your childhood and your adult career now as an impersonator and comedian, you served in the United States Air Force.
Yeah, United States Air Force.
And you've retired from that.
Well, I was medically retired.
Okay.
Yeah, my feet went out down there at Lackland Air Base, and they said, you're not worldwide qualified.
So I figured you had a serious career somewhere in between.
Well, yeah, we had the Air Force career, and then I had real estate license here in San Antonio, which I still do. I'm apartment locator. That's, you know, it augments the income because, you know, starving comedian is, it's a feast or famine world. So you got to have a couple other things going on.
Yeah, but right now, Donald Trump's been in the news a lot. And so we'd like to ask for your response to the indictment.
Well, all these indictments, they're all fake news, Todd. They're just trying to get – it's Trump derangement syndrome on the other part. I'll tell you what. When I was indicted, you know, as soon as I got in the building, everybody was crying, Todd. The bailiff was crying. The guy that fingerprinted me was crying. Melania was crying. That was our wedding night.
Okay, and so you say the indictment is a hoax, let's talk to the listeners about whether or not they should keep confidential, secret, classified information in their basement.
Oh, they shouldn't keep it in the basement. I brought some classified information with us here today. I brought some classified files. But this is just my stuff, you know, stuff, mementos to me, you know, things like love letters from King John. Ping pong, you know, my stuff, you know. What Joe Biden did was totally different. He just put it in the back of his Corvette and drove down the street. Absolutely ridiculous. Now, all of my classified documents were inventoried. FBI had a list of the inventory. FBI even gave me an extra lock to put on the secured lock space. They knew where everything was. They knew exactly what I had. That whole thing was just crazy. This illegal raid of Mar-a-Lago.
Tell us MJ, about your stand-up.
Stand-up has been so much fun, you know, because, you know, I have the MJ Trump persona. I also do stand-up regular, you know, just me on stage, you know. A few times I've had shows where I will open as the opening comedian. I come out and I'll tell a few jokes, you know, like, you know, hey, any tourists here in San Antonio? I married a Hispanic girl, Cristela es mi esposa. Tus hermanos es Guadalupe y Josefa. And that's all the Spanish I know. Yeah. Oh, yeah, there's ¿Dónde es la baño? And then I was learning Spanish when I was in high school. We used to listen to this band, Van Hagar. Sammy Hagar used to teach Spanish. Y'all can do it with me, Todd. Uno, dos, tres. And then, of course, in Spanish, you need to know, ¿Dónde es la baño? So I'll do normal jokes like that sometimes, and then we'll have another comedian come out, one or two, and then I'll headline as MJ Trump. You know, that's a lot of fun. That way I get to tell my normal jokes because, you know, I'm stereotyped. You know, once I started doing this, I went out a few times doing regular comedy, and two or three minutes in, it's everybody in the audience is yelling, MJ Trump, MJ Trump, MJ Trump. Nobody's hiring me as MJ. They're all hiring me as MJ Trump. Mm-hmm. And like you said, he's getting more popular because he's back in the news. And I see it on my booking sites. You know, I see it.
And so tell us, what is that booking site?
My main booking site is gigsalad.com/MJ Trump. I also book on thebash.com/MJ Trump. I'm on a whole bunch of other little ones, Star Sony and five others that don't get me enough gigs. I can't remember their name. But The Bash and Gig Salad are my two main booking sites.
And they could probably just search MJ Trump and you'd probably come up.
Oh, yeah. You put Trump impersonator San Antonio in your phone. And I did it the other day at the bar. I told the guy, put Trump impersonator San Antonio into his phone. And he goes, shows me the phone. There's eight of them. Which one are you? I said, I'm all of them. So I'm not hard to find. Not hard to find. My YouTube channel is @MJTrump45. That'll get you to my YouTube. And then gigsalad.com/MJTrump is my main booking.
Okay. So we want to hear your thoughts and your feelings about the indictment against President Donald Trump. And so you can give us a call at 210-308-8867 or toll free 866-308-8867. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll talk more with MJ Trump.
Plan your summer vacation because you want to make sure everything goes right, right? But have you planned for your estate? Why would you spend time and money planning your vacation but neglect your final affairs? None of us are guaranteed tomorrow, but you can make sure everything goes right by planning for your death and taxes. The attorneys at Marquardt Law Firm can help. They can focus on business and estate law, including last wills, living trusts, and tax-protected inheritance plans. Call 210-530-4278, 210-530-4278, or marquardtlawfirm.com.
Welcome back to Talk Law Radio. I'm Todd Marquardt here on 930 AM The Answer. And today we have a seriously funny episode of Talk Law Radio about the legal allegations against Donald Trump. We'll be talking about comedy, the law, and a comedic parody response to the charges against Donald Trump by hilarious impersonator of Donald Trump, Michael Filato, a.k.a. MJ Trump. 7 years, six wigs, 500-plus performances make MJ Trump the hottest Donald Trump impersonator today.
Thank you, Todd. Thank you. Absolutely fantastic to be here. It's every gig is just beats the gig before it. They get louder and louder. I get the USA chants going, Second Amendment chants going, the name of guest of honor chants going. Like if we were at a party for you, Todd, mm-hmm. we'd be doing USA chants three times. Because I want them to, I tell them all, when I ask for USA, USA three times and then cut so that Donald can keep pontificating. But then we would do a happy birthday Todd chant. We'd get everybody going. Sometimes it's, you know, five people. Sometimes it's 30 people. Sometimes it's 300 people. Mm-hmm. Happy birthday Todd. Happy birthday Todd. Happy birthday Todd. Every now and then I get the guy's name wrong.
Just like you, Trump. Okay, so if you want to call in and give us your opinion about whether the indictment against Donald Trump is politically motivated or whether this is something he should put in jail for, give us a call at 210-308-8867 or toll-free 866-308-8867. So tell us a little bit more about some of the things that you've been in the news about today.
See, what are we in the news about?
You were indicted, and then most recently there's a lady alleging that you defamed her.
Oh, that's totally bogus. You know, when you have a lot of money, you're going to have a lot of accusers. It's all there is to it. That's why I have a lot of lawyers, right? And Todd, I'm so glad we're here today because, you know, I need a referral. I need a new tax attorney because, you know, all my tax attorneys, they're in jail, right? So I was hoping I could get a new referral from you.
Yeah. Well, if they end up putting you away, then that'll give you a chance to see them.
Oh, as a matter of fact, you know, when I was in jail last week when they arraigned me, you know, well, first off, I went up there and they ordained me first. I mean, arranged. Yeah, that was it. Yeah, yeah. But in fact, they kind of ordained me as the candidate. You know, it backfired totally on them. They wanted to get something on Trump, see what sticks. It's not going to stick. It's 17 years old charge. And I never paid anybody. Michael Cohen did it all without me. You know, the lawyer protected me. Every now and then you got to protect somebody. I didn't even know they were paying anyone off.
Of course. Yeah, it's a big hoax. Okay, we have a caller. Nathan, you're live on the radio. Tell us how you feel about the Donald Trump indictment.
Well, thank you for taking my call, Todd. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Certainly appreciate the time. And MJ, I agree with your sentiment. You picked the right political person to impersonate. Donald Trump is certainly the most polarizing figure in our political landscape. A lot of that is obviously his own doing, but he has a target. I think what we miss in society today is a lot of nuance. There's extremes on both sides. You know, there's a lot of people that think Trump is completely innocent, and certainly a lot of people on the other side that think he's totally guilty, and I think it's somewhere in the middle. There's plenty of evidence, I think, out there that he's committed crimes, but at the same time, the people that are targeting him have a political agenda to achieve. And so I think about the indictments today as a cop sitting on the side of the road. Which car is he going to pull over, the one going 3 miles an hour or the one over the speed limit, or the one going 60 miles an hour over the speed limit? Trump was probably somewhere in the middle there, but he found the cop that was willing to push and provide the indictments. And we'll see how it all turns out, but it certainly is a polarizing time. And be interested to see, you know, what the ramifications are. I'll hang up and listen. Thanks,
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, thank you for the call, Nathan. Thank you for telling us how you feel. So you are a polarizing figure.
Absolutely, absolutely. And thank you for your call, Nathan. You know, the whole thing is just totally bogus. You know, it's all politically motivated and everything. You know, and also I wanted to let you know, Todd, I am the orangest president since Abraham Lincoln. You know, are they coming after me for that? No. You know, Cheetos, I'm so orange, Cheetos wants to use me as a 2024 poster boy. I think I'm going to go with it, definitely, definitely.
Okay, so you do this impersonation in person and via Zoom. How does that work via Zoom?
Zooms are great. I love Zooms. I'm doing either one or two Zooms a week lately, one or two live sometimes. Sometimes it'll be two in one night, and then I won't work for a week. Then I'll do three, and, you know, it's a feast or famine world out there. But lately, since Trump's in the news, I've been getting a lot of requests. And, you know, I do personal appearances, meet and greets, photo opportunities, do a lot of commercials also. People call me from all over the world doing commercials. I did commercials in South Africa, some commercials in Canada, as Trump and as Biden also. So I'm just having a ton of fun with it. Yeah.
Yeah, it does sound like fun. So when you're on Zoom, is that a big group of people usually that join the Zoom call?
So it's been a little bit of both. I mean, during COVID, Zoom really – before COVID, I was doing live and videos. Mm-hmm. A lot of people would hire me for a birthday video or an anniversary video, or a couple of people hired me for invitation videos to their Christmas party where they gave me a list of everybody there and one or two things about everybody, and I could, you know, make a joke or two about each one during the invitation. COVID came in and, you know, killed all the corporate gigs and the live performances, but – one night I was on the Hollywood Bowl comedy on Wednesday night, and on Thursday night, the very next night, I was at the Armory in New York City. And each of those had, you know, 50 to 100 people in their Zoom rooms, you know, four or five different screens.
Wow.
You know, and comedian Joe Wong saw me on the Hollywood Bowl, called me the next day. Next thing I know, I'm working with comedian Joe Wong, he's a big, mm-hmm. big comedian. He's like, hey, I want Trump to Zoom bomb me. You know, so we did a Trump Zoom bombs Kim Jong-un video on his channel. We get 65,000 hits. You know,
wow.
He's real big in China.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So, that never would have happened if it wasn't for COVID and Zoom. Mm-hmm. You know, so now I do Zoom shows, do a lot of Zoom shout-outs. They're cheaper than a live performance, more affordable for people. You know, some people tell me their budget and you know, they wanted me live, and I go, oh, well, that's a Zoom show.
Mm-hmm.
But I love Zoom because, like, Election Day was probably one of my best days, of course. I Zoomed with Michael Collier, who's a real famous older comedian, at 9 in the morning. I drove to Dallas. I hit a Dallas sports bar for 15, 20 minutes. Then I drove up to Oklahoma. I had a 9 and an 11 o'clock performance up there. But I did two Zooms, 8 and 8:30, from the hotel room. You know,
wow.
Just people that are having a little party. Usually Zooms, you're going to a birthday party with 10 to 20 people.
Mm-hmm.
A couple times they've had 30 or so. A lot of times it's just the husband and the wife. Like one time I did a Zoom. She was not a Trump supporter. She was a Karen. And he was a Trump supporter. But they had me set up for 5 to 10 minutes in between when they ordered their food and when the food got there. He said, "Those you have those little, whatever it is, 5 to 8 minutes mm-hmm, or however, mm-hmm. however long that is." And the first thing she wanted to do was hang up.
Wow.
But I won her over, and I win people over all the time, the people that don't like Trump, because mm-hmm. They had told me she was a Eagles fan. You know, so mm-hmm. I said, don't hang up, don't hang up. I know you're an Eagles fan. You know, Donovan McNabb's mom and me are good friends, and that won her over. She just started smiling right away. We had Campbell soup together. We did a commercial. You know, just won her over, you know.
Yeah.
One time at Dallas, I was doing a personal appearance. You know, they hired me to hang out at the booth at a Dallas Cowboy tailgate party.
Yeah.
Everybody loved Trump up there. Trump, 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 Trump. And then there was this one group of fellas that were Philadelphia Eagles. These were big boys, too. And the first thing was, and I won them over so quick. I said, this was before 2020. So it was, hold on, guys. 2020, Mike Pence out, Kanye West in. And I won those big boys over right away. They were like, oh, you all right. Come over here and get a picture. Yeah. So I turned booze into USA chants.
That's awesome.
I've heard it over and over again at parties. So we hate Trump, but we love MJ Trump. You know, so both sides enjoy the comedy.
Yeah, so I wanted to let the audience know something about the indictment against Trump. And it's based on a New York law, New York Penal Code Section 175.10. It states, a person is guilty of falsifying business records in the first degree when he commits the crime of falsifying business records in the second degree and when his intent to defraud includes an intent to commit another crime. So then I had to find out, what is this other crime?
Well, that whole thing's a big, long wordsmith to jumble jiggy puzzle there. I tell you what, I'm innocent. I did nothing. Michael Cohen did it. Michael Cohen covered it up. You know, I was trying to wonder about how I could get my $130,000 back, though, you know. At the time, Mike Papadopoulos was one of my advisors. He advised me to write my own tell-all book. And you guys know, it's only 10 chapters because y'all know.
Chapter 11.
Donald's never been past chapter 11.
Okay, so the other crime that is thought that it's based on would be maybe an election law because the Manhattan DA is saying that the money that was paid to the lady to keep her quiet was actually meant to further the purpose of the campaign.
Absolutely false. Absolutely false. Again, I knew nothing about it. Cohen did it, and it was done, and that's all there is to it. You know, it's 17 years ago. They're just bringing stuff up. They're just bringing mud up to throw mud at me. They just want to drag me through the whole thing. They got 3 or 4 other charges out there. There's a long list of charges that they're just going to bring all of them up in between now and the election, trying to just tarnish me just that little bit. All they need to do is get rid of that just that little bit, because after all, next election, 2024, they're not going to have all the dead people voting Democrat, you know?
Yeah. So if you have feelings about whether this is politically motivated or whether it should be even allowed during this period so close to the election, or whether you think President Trump should be in jail, give us a call and talk to us at 210-308-8867 or toll free 866-308-8867. Our next segment is going to be about sinners and saints, and you can guess who the star of that segment's going to be, and we'll talk about that then. But coming up next week, I'm going to be talking about Proposition A here in San Antonio and what that means, and whether the listeners like that or hate it, and talk about what it would really be like if that passed. So we're talking with MJ Trump, Donald Trump impersonator here today, and he's brought with us some classified documents. And so tell us, Mr. Trump, what should we do with classified documents?
Well, we want to keep them under lock and key. We definitely don't want to leave them in our garage where our Hunter Biden son can look at them. All my classified documents were under lock and key. And it was something else they took besides my classified documents. They took my Boom Boom Pow golf club, the one I hit the hole in one with, Todd. I need that back. Can you help me get that back?
We can sure try. We're going to take a break. Stay tuned. Back to Talk Law Radio. I'm Todd Marquardt here on 9:30 AM The Answer, on podcasts everywhere, and YouTube and Facebook Live. You can also go to www.talklawradio.com and search the archives for previous episodes. This is our third segment. It's the Sinners and Saints segment. So, you know the Sinners and Saints segment. I usually talk about some sinner in the news that needs to be reprimanded and some saint that needs to be commended. And so today I thought I would find out from you whether you think President Donald Trump is a saint or whether he's a sinner. And so I'd like to ask MJ Trump, what would it be like for Trump to be in jail?
Saint Donald in jail? Absolutely. Let me address that sinner or saint. We've all sinned, right? We've all been forgiven. You know, the whole Easter thing, right? We've all been forgiven. So we're sinners, we're saints. But Saint Donald, it's got a nice ring to it. I really, you know, somebody sent me the sainthood application. It's 23 pages long. I mean, that's long. I mean, but in the end, I'm going to have somebody's going to fill it out. One of my lawyers, maybe. Maybe you, Todd. I don't know. We're going to get that filled out. We're going to put Donald in for sainthood. Then we're going to go to jail just for a little while. We're not going to stay long, okay? And, you know, one thing, Todd, I own a lot of jails.
Tell me about it.
Jails are just like hotels. You know, you got people coming in, they mess it all up, then they leave. It's a little more messy in jail, though. The Donald, you know, like I said, I own a lot of jails. So if I were to have to do some jail time, it would be kind of like Capone when he was in jail. You know, I'm going to have a carpeted cell.
Maybe hang on, Donald. We got to take a call. Calvin, you're live on the air. Tell us how you feel.
Well, I feel it's almost obvious to most of us that when you chase something for so long, you're eventually going to find something to stick to them. And I feel like it's just a trumped up phony witch hunt that they've disliked this guy for the last 7 years, ever since he announced he was going to run in 2015. And whether you like him or not, it just seems completely unfair of the system to persecute one family like this.
Absolutely.
Yeah, especially when it's so close to the election.
Absolutely.
Thank you for the call, Calvin. Thank you for telling us how you feel.
Thanks for taking it.
Okay, so back to what would it be like for you to be in jail? Tell us more.
Okay, just like Calvin said, you know, if they throw enough mud on the wall, maybe something will stick. You know, I might get one day in the box. I think my dad used to refer to it as a night in the box. The Donald night in the box. Oh, my God. How are they going to get my gold toilet in there? You know, I'm not going if they can't get my gold toilet in there.
You need that, don't you?
Yeah. Now, Mike Tyson and I were just talking recently. He was telling me he spent a few days in jail. He was the king. He ran the place. So, obviously, if the Donald went to jail, I'd be the king and I would run the place.
And most recently, you had the January 6th choir at one of your events.
Absolutely top notch. Those are all the people that were arrested just for peacefully protesting at the Capitol. You know, most of them did nothing. Most of them were invited in. You know, there was a little shenanigans going on, but that wasn't the majority of what was happening that day. It was a peaceful protest. These people are wrongfully convicted. So we gave them a job. They couldn't get a job. A lot of them lost their job when they came back. I know two or three of them right here in San Antonio. They were just in the building. They didn't do anything. They didn't get involved in any destruction or pooping on anybody's desk or anything like that, you know. There's a couple of bad characters in there, you know. But so I gave them a job. You know, they're singing. They're all paid singers now. And it was so beautiful. Wasn't it beautiful, Todd? You
it
heard
it. It was beautiful.
It was beautiful.
So as an impersonator, you do live events. And I've noticed some events you wear the golf shirt. Some events you wear the full suit. Is there a difference in how they hire you based on your appearance?
You know, if it's a corporate thing, after dinner type of thing, evening, everybody else is, if it's formal, I'm going to be in the red tie, blue suit, of course. But a lot of times it's hot. It's hot and you're in that wig. You're in that wig. It's hot out there. We're in Texas. So I remember doing when he was in Puerto Rico throwing the towels, I started doing a hurricane relief Trump. I didn't have to buy the orange jumper suit, because if so, I'll do orange jumper suit Trump. I did a leather jacket Trump when he was bombing, when he dropped that Mohab. I did leather jacket Trump. And this golf course Trump, since he retired, you know, and it's so hot out, I do a lot of outside gigs. You started doing golf course Trump, you know, I'll bring a putter or the boom boom pow, and it just fits, you know. And I ask people, you know, if they want me to be casual Trump or formal Trump. A couple times I've even done tuxedo Trump for weddings. I love doing tuxedo Trump. It's so much fun. You know, it's first class all the way. I also have done Dallas Cowboy football Trump. I've got the 45 jersey. You know, every time the Cowboys tank, and you can find this on my YouTube channel, @MJTrump45 is my YouTube, @MJTrump45. You got to get the @ in there, or you won't get me. I've got a joke that I do every time the Cowboys tank. Jerry Jones just put the Dallas Cowboys up for sale on gazillionaire.com. Then I have a FedEx package delivered to me on stage, and I get it out. Oh, they got it right. Breaking news, Todd. MJ Trump has just bought the Dallas Cowboys. And I'll drop the jersey out of it. Says 45. Put the jersey on.
Oh, cool.
Everybody wants a picture. It's a hit in Dallas.
I bet.
Only certain time of year, though. Right around that December when they tank.
I noticed that you wear a red USA hat. Why not the Make America Great Again hat?
Well, Donald wears different hats. I've got probably 27 different hats. I was wearing the white USA for a long time that he's worn that. Now, I see him wearing this red USA cap most of the time now. I've got them that say, Make America Great. I've got a couple that say, Let's Go Brandon also.
Oh, okay.
I've got one that says, Let's Make Velotti's Great Again. Or, Let's Make Reservations at Velotti's. Again, it's just a gourmet fufu restaurant somewhere in Sonoma Valley. They hired me for. They made up the hats.
Oh, okay.
They had me busting the chefs out a little bit. Somebody hired me to bust the chef out, one of the chef's friends, and then hand out these hats in his restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, they had the management stop me right away. And the guy that hired me, go ahead, do it again, do it again, do it. Wait till he wanted the cops to come and kick me out of there. You know, every time they would tell me to stop and go back to my seat, the client would go, okay, wait 5 minutes, start handing hats out again. And finally, they did put a stop to it.
That's awesome.
But, you know, you do with the people. People hire you for all kinds of stuff.
Right. So one of the things that I think comedians have to face is maybe getting allegations against them for defamation. And one of the defenses for defamation for somebody in the limelight, somebody who's a public figure like President Donald Trump. And so you're pretty much safe from that. But now Donald Trump is being charged with defamation against some lady that claims that he assaulted her some 20 years ago. well, he doesn't have that same defense. He's not a comedian. Yeah, so there's a, I think it was New York that passed a new law that says that even if it's past the statute of limitations, they can bring their allegations.
It's totally unfair. It's totally biased. It's the political agenda. Again, more Trump derangement syndrome. What can we get Trump for? What can we get Trump for? Impeachment hoax one, impeachment hoax two. Heck, there was impeachment hoax three, but I didn't stick around long enough.
So if somebody wants to talk to you or find out more information about how they can get MJ Trump impersonator, where do they go?
They would go to gigsalad.com/MJ Trump. That's my booking page. It's got over 100 pictures of interaction at previous parties, birthdays, awards, retirement parties. It's got probably a dozen videos, some different reels, some different situations, some different costumes. Like you said, I do the golf course Trump a lot nowadays. I do the blue suit, red tie Trump for more formal. And then a few weddings I've done, tuxedo Trump.
And if they want you to bring a security detail, is that available?
Oh, I always try to bring security. I like to bring two Secret Service men. I've got right now, I'm using Killer Phil. And then I've got up in Dallas, Agent Good Looking is up in Dallas. I've just used Agent Falcon the other night. I've got about 10 different guys. I've got a big Hispanic guy, I call him Agent Gallante. And I've got a big white guy, I call him Agent Big. I've even had a female Secret Service, Agent Peach Pie.
Okay.
She's getting married to Agent Good Looking next year.
We got to take a break. When we come back, we'll be talking about legacy and maybe what Donald Trump's legacy might look like. So stay tuned.
You plan your summer vacation because you want to make sure everything goes right, right? But have you planned for your estate? Why would you spend time and money planning your vacation but neglect your final affairs? None of us are guaranteed tomorrow, but you can make sure everything goes right by planning for your death and taxes. The attorneys at Marquardt Law Firm can help. They can focus on business and estate law, including last wills, living trusts, and tax-protected inheritance plans. Call 210-530-4278, 210-530-4278, or marquardtlawfirm.com.
Welcome back to Talk Law Radio. I'm your host, Todd Marquardt, here on 930 AM The Answer. Also, podcast everywhere, and YouTube and Facebook Live. You can also go to www.talklawradio.com to search the archives if you're interested about a particular area of law that I might have covered. My mission is to help you discover your legal issue blind spots by listening to me talk about the law on the radio. And we've been talking with impersonator MJ Trump and what it would be like for him to respond to the indictment allegations. And I read the indictment, I read the statement of facts, and what I noticed was that there's the Trump Organization is included in there. And so I wondered, how can they go after Donald Trump if the Trump Organization is the one that actually wrote the checks?
They can go after me because they can. They just do it. It's not right. You don't think it's right as a lawyer. I don't think it's right as a defendant. I don't think it's right as the person. It's just they make the rules up as they go along. It's absolutely uncalled for. It's biased, completely political motivated.
And also they had allegations against the Donald J. Trump Revocable Trust, which is an estate planning technique. And this is our fourth segment when we talk about legacy.
And now it's time for the Talk Law Radio Legacy Spotlight. What's your legacy? Sponsored by Marquardt Law Firm.
So some of the news organizations, when they report about Donald Trump's revocable trust, they don't talk about it in the right way. They don't describe it in the right way. Somebody reported that the trust was established after he became president. But I have a copy of the certification of trust, and it says that the trust was dated April 7th, 2014. Well, that was before that he became president.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So what, since we're talking about trust law, I wanted to find out from you, MJ, what would it be like, what do you think it's like for MJ's for Donald Trump's beneficiaries to inherit from him?
Well, what are they going to inherit from me? What's it going to be like? There's going to be a whole lot of people in line for that gold toilet. Okay. Melania really likes it because it's got a bidet function. Okay, but that's another story. Recently, Mike Tyson and Kid Rock, they both were down in Mar-a-Lago with me. They tried the golden toilet. That's right. Mike Tyson has christened my gold toilet. So it's got to be worth more money right now. Kid Rock, I'm not going to tell you what he did in there. Yeah. Another show, another day. That might be FM radio. I'm not sure. My legacy, okay, who's going to get the gold toilet? You know,
Donald Trump Jr., maybe?
Donald Trump Jr. has his own gold toilet.
Okay. Or Eric?
Eric's got his own gold toilet. Melania, maybe she'll keep this one. I don't know. I'd like to give it to Iron Mike, you know, just for grins and everything. We might put it up for auction and see if we can get that gazillion dollars. That would be absolutely awesome. You know, I've got a couple other things. My Rolls Royce airplane, first class all the way. Kanye wanted that, but I don't think so. Kid Rock wants it. I'm not sure who's going to get that. Now, Donnie Jr. might end up with the Rolls Royce airplane. You know, I do want to be remembered as, again, the orangest president ever. I'm the orangest president since Abraham Lincoln. And, you know, one last thing, you know, I about those people that were crying, you know, Todd. Mike Lindell, the MyPillow guy, he was crying too.
You're talking about the indictment.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But, you know, that's going to be part of my legacy too. Maybe, you know, the only—
lots of people will be crying if you pass away.
absolutely, absolutely.
Okay, so also part of legacy is what is MJ the comedian want to be remembered by? Is there some legacy that you remember from those who have gone before you, or is there something that you want to leave for others?
Well, my motto and one of my catchphrases on my logo, make America laugh again. That's what I want to be remembered for. That guy was funny. When I pass, I want to hear that guy was funny. That guy made me laugh.
Awesome. Yeah. And you have that on your logo. Maybe you should get that on your hat.
Yeah, make America laugh again with MJ Trump.
Yeah, trademark it and sell that to the public.
There we go. Now, I got about 400 videos out there for view on YouTube @MJTrump45. YouTube @MJTrump45. You can check out some of those videos. We've done parody mixes on just about everything.
And that would be fun for people to watch, but if they want you to come to their house or their retirement party, what do they do?
They would go to gigsalad.com/MJ Trump. Again, gigsalad.com/MJ Trump.
And you do birthdays, retirement parties. What are some other types of parties that surprised you?
Well, I do birthdays, bachelorettes, and brisks. Todd, the brisk really, really hurt. I've done crazy parties. Citizenship parties are a lot of fun. I've done one or two of those. You know, the one guy was Irish.
Oh,
the citizenship.
Being naturalized citizens.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, that I didn't think of that.
They do their swearing in down at the courthouse during the day and then have a big party at night.
Mm-hmm.
I've done that once in Houston, once in Dallas. In Dallas was a Filipino. You know, it was a wife.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And those are just great parties because everybody's red, white, and blue. You got a little bit of people from both sides, and that's another one of those places that I've heard. You know, we're not big Trump fans, but MJ, we love MJ Trump.
Mm-hmm.
You know, once they hear one joke, they're like, boom, you know, I win them over.
Yeah. And you were telling me you also do Biden.
Listen here, Jack. Biden's a little easier to do. You pop on some aviators, boom. Listen here, Jack. And, you know, a lot of that corn pop stuff. And I just got tired. I was working with two different Biden impersonators. Mm-hmm. And I'm writing half the jokes. And they're both really good and they're totally different. One guy, I found him, and we did probably 12 Zooms together. Up, he was in New Jersey. But I always have to work with his schedule, practice. He couldn't come and practice when I wanted to practice, onward. Then I did did five shows in Florida with a Joe Biden impersonator. And it was the promoter's father was a comedian, and so he did Joe Biden. He was really, really good. But I can't use him because he's in Florida. And he's a retired guy. He ain't moving anywhere. He ain't doing anything. Mm-hmm. But then I just started doing Biden myself and a lot of videos. Done a couple commercials as Biden for a couple different spots. They're all on my YouTube channel. @MJTrump45.
Do you have a wig for that?
A wig for Biden? Now for Biden, I just slick it back and I use white paint, mm-hmm. and then I'll throw a blue tie on the aviators and just put those pearly white teeth out there. You know, listen here, Jack. You know, come on, man. It ain't hard. You know, every now and then though, I'll be like doing Trump and Biden together in the same pause. Mm-hmm. Or somebody noticed the other day my Jimmy Cagney asked Trump. Trump is Jimmy Cagney. You dirty rats. You dirty yellow belly rats.
That's funny. Yeah, you got to keep them going. Okay, so I switched up the order of the show today because I was reading this podcast book about how to get people to listen, and the book says that people decide whether they're going to keep listening after 10 or 20 seconds, and so I skipped the disclaimer, but I have to say it now. Because I'm licensed to practice law in Texas, and the State Bar of Texas is the state agency that governs my attorney law license, and the state bar wants attorneys to inform the public about the law, but because legal advice must be tailored to the specific circumstances of each case, and because laws are ever-changing, material discussed in this program is meant for general informational purposes only and is not to be construed as tax, legal, or investment advice. Although the information has been gathered from sources believed to be reliable, please note that individual situations can vary, and therefore, the information you learn today should be coordinated with your individual professional advice. And our sponsor, Marquardt Law Firm, who you hear every break, can serve thousandaires to millionaires and now billionaires, sponsors the show.
Gazillionaires.
Oh, the gazillionaires, too. I had to add that. We focus on business and estate law, including last wills, living trusts, and tax-protected inheritance plans. New businesses and old businesses, which might have issues with corporations, contracts, LLCs, family limited partnerships, and we can represent those who are facing problems from lack of planning, like in district court, county court, or probate court. And like I said before, next week I'm going to be talking about Proposition A. It's a San Antonio City municipal amendment to the charter that is going to be a big deal. And so you can search for that online if you want to read a little bit about it. And I'll be asking you to call in to tell me how you feel. So there's a couple of different groups behind it and opposed to it, but it's you're going to be voting on it at the end of the month and at the beginning of the month of May. So stay tuned for that next week. But before we close, MJ, wanted to give you the last word. As what would Donald Trump say?
Hang in there, America. I'm hanging in there. Melania's hanging in there. We're all hanging in there. 2024, we're going to take back the country. And, you know, George Strait, he said it best. You know, he was telling me, I was talking to him the other day, and he was saying we can get this whole thing cleared up if we just put one question on the ballot. Do you want your country back? Check yes or no.
Yeah, that's funny. Okay, so if you want to get in touch with MJ Trump, impersonator of Donald Trump, you can find him at Gig Salad.
gigsalad.com/MJ Trump. All you really need to do is type in Trump impersonator San Antonio. A bunch of pictures will come up. I'm every one of them.
I hope that you've enjoyed the show today. I meant for this to be hilarious and just comic relief in this time when the news is all bad news and it's all hype. And so every now and then we like to have some fun. Thank you for being on the show.
Excellent. Thank you for having me, Todd. Can we end with a USA three times?
Yeah.
USA. 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 Absolutely fantastic, Todd. Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
You plan your summer vacation because you want to make sure everything goes right, right? But have you planned for your estate? Why would you spend time and money planning your vacation but neglect your final affairs? None of us are guaranteed tomorrow, but you can make sure everything goes right by planning for your death and taxes. The attorneys at Marquardt Law Firm can help. They can focus on business and estate law, including last wills, living trusts, and tax-protected inheritance plans. Call 210-530-4278, 210-530-4278, or marquardtlawfirm.com.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.